Hello, everyone, and welcome to Parkside Today. I'm John Melke. It's a pleasure to be joined by Faith Flores, Shania Weaver, and Shania Avery. They are UW Parkside orientation leaders, and today their job is to encourage you to be a UW Parkside orientation leader. I'm going to turn the program over to Faith, Shania, and Shania, and let them tell all of you why being an orientation leader here at UW Parkside is such a cool gig and why you'll want to do it.
All right, so today for you guys, we have a few frequently asked questions, things that you might want to know about being an orientation leader. So we're going to kick it off with the very big one that everyone wants to know is, what is an orientation leader?
So I think that's a very important question, Faith. An orientation leader is someone who is a supporter to help our first year and transfer students transition seamlessly into becoming a UW Parkside student. They are also responsible for having speaking roles, leading team meetings, and getting students to participate during their tours and during their actual orientation process. And they're just getting them to become excited for being a ranger.
Yeah. Alrighty, and we have another one. What are some key qualities of an orientation leader?
Well, a couple of them would be critical thinking, self-management, emotional intelligence, and being a leader and also a great communicator.
Another awesome question that we have is, do you get paid during training?
And the answer is yes. So this year, our training is in the span of 2 weeks, and you do get paid during training. And in the middle, towards the end, we have a transfer orientation, so that way it's not as hardcore as our first year, but of course transfer orientation are just as important, but to get to see how everything is run, and so that way you kind of get a handle, then the next day during training you can talk about it, you can run through things, see if you had any more questions, just to clarify things and smooth out the rough edges. let's see, what kind of things do we do at training?
Well, we did some team building, and we learned a lot about Parkside, that a lot of things that I didn't know as a sophomore, and also how to handle situations and how to be emotionally intelligent.
Another frequently asked question is it fun to be an orientation leader? Faith, I'm going to have you answer that one.
I absolutely loved being an orientation leader. It's something very different compared to all the other leadership roles that I've had. This one was very much, it helped me learn a lot about myself, not so much as, you know, I mean, of course it helped me build my leadership skills, but I mean, if you were to tell me like about public speaking, I was going to be talking in front of hundreds of people, I would have been like, yeah, right. but when it actually happened by the end and I felt so comfortable as if I'm talking right now, I would have never imagined that.
Right. Yeah. I also think that it's a great opportunity to get those connections with a lot of different people on campus. So if that's something you're interested in, then this is the perfect opportunity for you.
And also, the orientation leaders on staff, we've created a really great bond over the summer, and it's lasted through the entire semester, and I hope it keeps going.
A lot of fun memories.
Oh, man.
That retreat.
So there was a retreat that we actually all took, and there we did a lot of getting to know you, getting to know our personal skills for when we actually do our orientation. So some of those leadership qualities that we each have individually, those kind of showed while we were on that retreat. And then something that I really enjoy about this job is really mentoring students and getting to know students personally and seeing that they've come a long way from their first day of orientation when they're coming to school and they're so, you know, nervous and also excited about becoming a Parkside student. They don't really know what they're getting themselves into. And being an orientation leader is just that perfect opportunity to kind of ease them into that transition, get them feeling like, you know, they are meant to be here and they will continue to be here with students that are trying to persuade them and push them to be the best that they can be. So I think that's been like my number one most important top thing. So
yeah, definitely.
You're also that friendly face in the hallway that, you know, hey, they're gonna recognize someone if you're sitting in the brick zone, you know, right. At least say hi to, because I mean, for me, for the first 2 weeks, I at least said, got a high from like five different people in the hallway.
Exactly. Yeah. Even with me living on campus and I'm seeing people, oh, you're my orientation leader. Oh, you were the best. Oh, you're such a cool bean. I love it. And it makes me feel good as a person to know that I made such an impact on them.
For sure. Another question that's really important is, what does the time commitment look like for an orientation leader?
So for that, it kind of depends on, I guess, the day. I mean, you have your set schedule that you get, you know, when you're interested in the job. We do have meetings beforehand, which is a requirement if you do want to apply. You can go onto our website, uwp.edu/orientation leader. And you can go on there and you can find the dates for our meetings. So that way you can learn even bit more about it. So we have those little info sessions. But you can learn a lot more there. You can meet, because we do have this year something different to orientation leader coordinators. So you're going to get to know them and just a lot more about the job.
Yeah. And then another big one is, can you take classes? So you can actually take classes while you are being an orientation leader. I actually did take a summer class. It was online. So that's like the perfect opportunity if you have any online courses that you're trying to knock out. It's very easy to do because you do have those breaks in between orientations where you have time to do whatever you need to do outside of work. So you can have that kind of school work-life balance over the summer. So it doesn't make it feel like it's a big time commitment. As important as it is something that you can work around. So
definitely.
Yeah, for sure. Of course, you can have another job, as said, in obviously online classes previous OLs have had. But this does come first since you have the schedule for way, way beforehand. So, I mean, if you just hand that to a boss at another job, or if you're trying to get another one for the summer, just let them know, hey, these dates are, they are saved.
Right. Oh, yeah.
So then another one is your housing paid for over the summer?
Which is a huge difference. It's something that I'm kind of excited about, even though I don't live on campus.
Yeah, it was
but
great.
For
it was
the
great.
Summer, while orientations are happening, so pretty much just while you're working, your housing is going to be paid for. That's different. Yeah, for the entire summer, so you don't have to worry about, in case if you know you're interested in being an OL, but you're like, I don't live here. I don't wouldn't right. have anywhere to stay. You do have somewhere to stay, so you can stay and you can get to be even more close with the OL, since we do things throughout the summer outside of orientations. We like to go to Applebee's or just eat in general.
Yeah.
So that's what you're looking for. So yes, your housing will be paid for. So you're not going to be getting paid, but then doesn't have to go right back to housing.
Right.
So another one is, how long are our days?
So they are approximately 8 to 10 hours. We start at around 6:30 in the morning, and for me, this was like something that I was a little nervous about when I first started. But if you need to become a morning person, this is the perfect job for you. It'll wake you up in the morning. It'll have you smiling, happy to be there, ready to go. That's definitely something. And then for our transfer orientations, we start at about 8:30, so it's not as long for those days.
Right.
So they're pretty good, but we do have some downtime throughout the day to kind of reflect and get to know our students, which I think is a good one. A lot of the times when you're on like other jobs, it kind of seems like you're just working nonstop, but I feel like with this position, you get the opportunity to kind of just be relaxed a little more throughout the day. I think after you get done with your speaking role, it's kind of just a really chill day to just kind of vibe with the students and get to know them. And yeah.
Right. And you learn so much because you sit there and you hear all the things that happen in orientation for these new students. And it's like you learn so much that you didn't know as an orientation leader. So it's a good thing to just sit and listen sometimes.
Yeah. Another question is it hard to be an orientation leader? So what do you guys think is the hardest part about being an orientation leader?
When the students or the, you know, they don't participate in anything. They just sit there. And, it's kind of dreading because everyone's having a long day. And, you know, if we all work together to get through the day, it'll go much better. That's how I feel about it.
I think for me, I mean, I always thought I was a morning person. And then when we had that early morning, you know, meeting the students for the first time, there were some days I was like, I don't know how I'm going to start jumping up and down at Or was it 8 o'clock in the morning?
8:13 a.m.
specifically. But, you know, I really rely on the other OLs because, you know, those students, you know, they come walking through that door and then you just look at the other OLs and they're jumping up and down. You're like, all right, let's do it. Like, we just got to start jumping and start getting excited. Yeah. So we definitely feed off of each other for sure.
Man.
So I think that was kind of the hardest thing at first, because there were some mornings I didn't know where I was going to pull that energy from.
Oh, yeah. Coffee was definitely my best friend over
some
the summer.
Great coffee in the summer.
I'm going to jump in just for a second, because if someone is tuned in and they're wondering, I wonder what they're talking about. We're talking with Faith Flores, Shania Weaver, and Shania Avery, who are UW Parkside orientation leaders. And what we're talking about is why it would be good if you're a UW Parkside student and you're thinking about getting into a student leadership position, why being an orientation leader would be the perfect thing for you to choose to do, right?
Right,
of course.
So I'll let you guys continue with that.
Yeah. So what? Another very important thing is, what did you all gain out of being an OL? And I'll kind of touch base on this. I think that my number one was public speaking. Before I was an orientation leader, I had no idea how to deal with some of the difficulties of getting in front of a group of people and being comfortable on stage, comfortable enough to speak over students and parents and faculty and staff members. That was like my biggest.
Your boss.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Just dealing with all of those. So I actually took public speaking, the actual class at Parkside, and after taking that, it was a breeze. I mean, I had no difficulties. It was easy. I was like, I got this. I've been doing this all summer. Little do you all know. So that's definitely something that I got out of being an OL. I also got great friendships with my fellow OLs, just having kind of a support system, someone to go to talk to if you need them throughout the semester following, which I didn't think would happen, but that's definitely been super positive outcome.
And what I gained out of being an OL was me being open to being more comfortable with being at Parkside. Because my first year of college, I was always in my dorm. I didn't make friends. I didn't talk to anyone. And now that I was an orientation leader, it's like I'm so open. I'm so ready to do new things. And I'm so welcoming now. So it's a very good experience for your own identity and personality.
Oh, gosh, but I gained a lot this summer. I kind of said it before, was learning a lot about myself.
Right.
I said the leadership, just gaining on that, the public speaking. There's so much that is in just this one position. It's hard to say one thing.
Right.
That I gained. Oh, gosh, yeah. I mean, even being able to just, like, have a deeper conversation with people and not just, hey, how's the weather? Like,
right.
Like, they're just deeper than just, you know, touching base with the service, being able to connect with people. Because, you know, I mean, I was a cashier before, so you're very much on the surface, you know, just until they leave and check out. But now you had that time to actually talk to people. So I thought, you know, being able to connect with others, even though, like, you're just meeting them that day, just like 30 minutes ago, you just found out their names. I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, and this is the perfect opportunity for if you're looking for a boost on your resume as well. We've worked on so many different skills, from customer service skills to public speaking to working with the team. All of those things are perfect things to put on your resume when you're looking for future career opportunities. Employers really look at that when they're looking for someone to be a good candidate for any position, really. So I think that's perfect. And then also the connections that you make with the faculty and staff members at UW Parkside, getting to know the faculty on a personal level can really help you in the long run, not even just for professional purposes, but just to have someone in your corner that you can go to on Parkside without having to feel awkward about it. I know a lot of students tell me that, you know, they're scared to speak with their professors and speak with faculty and staff because, you know, they're not really comfortable with that. They haven't really been dealing with that, especially in high school, it's not the same. And I think in college, this is the perfect opportunity to get that kind of sense of comfortability on that level. It's a totally different level that I didn't even realize was so important until I was a part of this job. So,
definitely.
And then another question. I think this applies to kind of all of us.
Yeah.
I'm really quiet. Would I be a good orientation leader?
So, yes. Yes, definitely. This will make you not as awkward. I can say from personal experience, I am very quiet. I am kind of an introvert, and I think this made me not as much of an introvert, or at least been able to hide it, I guess you could say, right, in front of others. So I think this is perfect.
What about you? Well, I've always been an extrovert, but when I got to college, it flipped hard. But, you know, being an orientation leader brought me back into who I really am. And so that's why I'm like, well, orientation was really a great experience.
So for me, I was like, I'm always that kid in class that's like, never really says anything unless the teacher asks a question and nobody answers, so I'll take one for the team. pretty much. But this, yes, I mean, screaming, especially in that morning. So, like, when we mentioned this before, in the morning when you first greet your students, you're out on the lawn, at least for first-year students, you're out on the lawn, and you've got to, like, yell, get them excited, wake them up. Hey, it's 8 o'clock in the morning, but you know what? You got to get excited. I never would have thought I could just stand up and, like, or not stand, jump around, get that excited, or even, you know, just, again, talk as loud as I did, you know, in front of all of those people, speak in front of huge groups. I never ever would have thought that. Yeah. But even when we had our parents could come in and see us do an orientation to kind of see what we did, because it's kind of hard to explain what we do since there's so much.
Yeah.
Afterwards, and I seen my mom when I got home that night, she said, I never would have imagined you jumping up and down that morning. Like, she's like, it didn't even look like you. She's like, I never would have thought that. So,
right.
So, yeah, it opens you up. And it helps, like I said before, the other people cheering you on. So.
Exactly.
For sure. And then our last question for the day, and I think the most important one, is do you enjoy being an orientation leader?
Yes. I miss this job a lot during this semester.
Yes, I think for me personally, working different jobs after orientation ended, it kind of opened me up to appreciate what it is to be an orientation leader. It's not just a job, it's an experience. And I think that's something that I really hold true to my heart. It's going to really make me look differently at my future career options too, because it's gonna have to, like, is this gonna be as fun as when I was in orientation? Like, I was getting paid for the things that I was doing, but it didn't feel like it. It felt like I was, you know, just chillaxing and hanging out, but also being an important influence on others. And I think that that is key.
So, definitely.
Yeah, I definitely had a lot of fun. So.
Yeah, I absolutely enjoyed it. The number one thing. Yeah, I had jobs outside of this. I quit them.
Well, there you have it.
It was just so much fun. It's really, you know, they are long days, but they're a lot of fun. And at the beginning, yeah, it's going to be a little rocky because you're just learning everything. But as you just keep doing it over and over, it can get repetitive because, you know, we stick to the schedule. You have to stick to the schedule, but there's reasons for that. But it just becomes so much fun. You can relax more, even though you have so much to do, but it just gets a lot of fun, you know, interacting with the students. You learn a lot about Parkside.
Man.
Definitely, hands down, I think the best job I've had.
Definitely.
Okay, so now I get to jump in with my questions after listening to the three of you talk about being orientation leaders. So now we're going to go off script, and we'll see where this goes. I'm going to start with Shania Avery. Mm-hmm. And I want all three of you to answer the question.
Okay.
How did you become an orientation leader?
I became an orientation leader when I did the application. Okay, let me start over. So, when I went to my own orientation, my orientation leader looked at me and said, "You'll be a great orientation leader."
Oh, wow.
So, I decided to look into it. Mm-hmm. And then I took the class to become an orientation leader, signed the papers, and I was orientation leader. So it was like from the jump, before I even started college, I was looked at as, you'll be a great leader.
Yeah.
And so I just took that opportunity.
Wow, interesting. And Shania Weaver, how about you?
For me, it was a little different when I was coming onto campus. I really wanted to see how I could get my foot in the door participating in different campus activities. Mm-hmm. And I saw orientation leader as an opportunity to kind of get my feet wet a little bit and get to know different faculty members as well as kind of make an impact on this campus.
Mm-hmm.
And this was the perfect opportunity. So I applied. And when I got hired, I was excited. I didn't really know what I was getting myself into, but I knew that it was a perfect opportunity. So, yeah, that's kind of how
it interesting. Went. Yeah. And Faith.
So I'm kind of the same as Shania Avery. During my orientation, my orientation leader kind of had me to the side and he was like, hey, you should do this. He was like, it's a lot of fun. I think you'd be great. And so since the end of my orientation, they were like, are you interested? And I was like, yeah. And so I got the email like, you should apply. And so I did. And here I am.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. What for our listeners to remind them, we're talking with Shania Avery, Shania Weaver, and Faith Flores, who are UW Parkside orientation leaders. We're talking about encouraging other Parkside students to become orientation leaders. The time to do that or to apply ends on February 21st. So if you're listening and you're a UW Parkside student and you think, yeah, I might like to give that a try, February 21st is the last day to do so. You can apply to be an orientation leader at uwp.edu/orientation leader. Shania Weaver, when you're working with students that are coming into campus, and each of you kind of touched a little bit on, you know, maybe you were, if you were, and I don't want to say nervous, that's the wrong word, but maybe a little bit quieter or coming to campus, do you spot those students who maybe you say, well, I got to do a little bit more to, you know, to bring them out or to get them involved? And when you spot them, how do you go about doing that?
Yeah, for sure. When I spot those students, the big thing for me is to not point them out and make them feel even more, you know, nervous.
Mm-hmm.
I think making those personal connections and getting to know them on a more personal level might help them kind of ease into the transition. I think that is super important. So that's what I do. I kind of try to get to know them. Like, what do you like? What can I, you know, incorporate into our conversation or incorporate into your personal needs so that you can get everything you need out of this campus? I know a lot of students have different likes and different interests, and so I try to find those different likes and interests and make them feel comfortable. They might come from a different city or a different state even, and they might think that, you know, this isn't home. This isn't somewhere that I'm used to.
Yeah.
So I try to get them to be as comfortable as they can be, whether that be just some random nail shop that's down the street that they won't feel comfortable going to eventually, or whether it just be, you know, someone they can talk to if they need anything.
Sure.
I just try to get them to those resources as much as possible.
Yeah. Faith, how about you?
Yeah, so you can definitely tell even just right at the get-go orientation, you know, there'll be people during our sessions because we have, you know, we have them get up and interact with other students, and they'll be a little bit more quiet or not really move around in the room. And so if they're not really doing anything, you know, we're the ones that will go up to them again, not really try to point them out, but try to get them talking, try to get them more comfortable, you know, kind of along what Shania was saying, like, what did you do in high school? Like, what groups were you involved in? And, you know, to see if we have them here and, or maybe like, hey, why don't you start a group? And to see, because you only need one other person besides, or two people, I guess.
Right.
Sure.
Yeah.
And Shania Avery, how about you?
Oh, well, for me, I was the person to give everyone their name tag. So before the students even got in contact with their orientation leader, they saw me first.
Oh,
and
okay.
What I found off the back was when I was giving out name tags, I would ask, hi, how are you? What is your name? I noticed the ones that, like, didn't want to talk or, like, was not interested wouldn't look at me in the eye, or they'll let their parents or whoever they brung as a guest answer the question for them.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, okay, so I see these people are in my group. I'm going to communicate with them more. I'm going to talk to them more because at orientation, the students are so excited. They have conversations elsewhere versus the students that's not talking at all. So I'm going to talk to those students that are not talking to get to know them, for them to open up. And, you know, during the school year, I will look for those students. I will see how they're still doing.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, they're talking, they're getting involved because of what I feel like the impact I made for them in orientation.
Yeah, yeah. How about taking what you just talked about a little, kind of another step further, how do you deal with whether you're talking to the student or you're talking to the student's parents or family members? Do you have to kind of be, not, I don't want to say be careful, wrong yeah. words there, but kind of make sure that you're, you know, you're bringing both groups right. into the conversation?
Yeah, definitely. I think that was a very difficult thing for me this summer with parents and students, because the parents want to still hold on. You know, they don't want to let go of their child, and I get it. I got it, but it's like, okay, this is a moment where they're trying to grow. And, mm-hmm. you know, I'm also trying to do my job. So it's like, I'm trying to help you, but I'm mainly here for your child. Mm-hmm. So you have to let me be there.
Yeah. 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 I can see. And it's probably different with, you know, each student, every mm-hmm. family is going to be a little bit different, right? So you got to be able to adjust.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree with that. I think it's a big adjustment, actually, for students. Some students can't let go of, you know, their parents. You know, sometimes you have to give them that little push that they need to become an independent student. And for me, I was independent when I got to college. I was ready to go. But mm-hmm. I realized that a lot of students, some students aren't like that. They don't have that independence straight out of high school. And so I think what I tried to establish was the idea that it's okay to be on your own for a little while. It's okay to not ask your parents for help. It's okay to find those resources elsewhere.
Sure.
And get them comfortable doing that, because that's not going to be the case all the time. They're not going to have that, you know, hand holding them when they first get to college 24/7 like it used to be. It might not be the same. Yeah. You know, and I think this was a big thing too, is just understanding as a college student there's going to be a big change. You're not going to have that person over your head 24/7 telling you what you can and can't do. Just kind of pushing them into the right direction to understand that just because you have all that free time doesn't mean that you shouldn't still discipline yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Even just like the amount of time that the library stays open. Our library stays open until 1:30 in the morning on finals weekend. Some people, parents especially, don't understand that. They don't realize that that's a thing.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And so getting students to understand that there's going to be a big change and how to deal with that change is super important.
Yeah.
Even at orientation, there's kind of like a push and pull with students learning that they are not on their own, but they have to become more independent from their parents. From like high school to sign up for classes, you take this sheet home and this sheet of paper, and maybe you and your parent would talk about, okay, what classes should I take? Or maybe the parent would completely just do it for you.
Yeah.
And now here at orientation, I mean, the students and the parents are pretty much separated from like the morning. Maybe they see each other a little bit for later, but mm-hmm. otherwise they're separated the entire day. And when it comes advising time for students to pick out their classes, sometimes a parent would be like, I want to know where my student is. We're like, well, I mean, I could tell you, but you're not allowed in that room. Because, right, you know, we want the student to learn that there's staff and faculty here that are here for them.
Sure.
They're
sure.
here to help them. They right. don't need their parents necessarily. And so it's both, because, you know, like I said, we had the parents wanting to know where their child was, but then we also had students who were messaging their parents like, I don't know what's happening. I don't know what I'm doing. And
right.
sometimes, you know, then a parent would usually tell our boss, and then our boss would then tell us.
Oh, sure. Okay.
And then they would give us the name of the student. And at least I had this in my advising. I would go up to that student and ask them if they needed help, because most of the time they weren't even raising their hand.
Yeah.
So I think for them learning that they have to be an advocate for themselves.
Sure.
Is a huge boundary, or just this huge like achievement. I don't know, something that they have.
Well,
to
even just the thinking about how intimidating, or you know, or whatever it can be, that if you're in a new group of people,
mm-hmm.
you probably don't know the majority of them. You know, maybe some you know, some you don't.
Right.
And now you're going to ask a question that maybe in the first thing in your mind is, I'll bet this is a dumb question. And as soon as I ask this, people are going to think, what a dumb question. So you're almost, it's hard for you to ask some questions, right?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's kind of hard though with, you know, especially with like picking classes. Everyone's situation is so different.
I agree. I think I actually had a few situations over the summer where I kind of could sense that there were some questions that a lot of students didn't want to ask. And mm-hmm. I'd say, listen, I will answer any question that you need answered as long as it's within reason. Like, let me know what it is.
Yeah.
So what I kind of did to counter that was I just created a list of every question that was hard to ask. And I just went through it during lunchtime. And I just said, listen, these are all of the questions that I've had in the past. Some of you, you know, may not feel comfortable asking these. So here they are. I'll just give you all the answers right here, right now. And that way, if there's any, you know, questions that some people don't really want to ask right away, they have those answers and they know where to get, you know, the answer to that question if they have to. So
sure.
Right.
I think that might have helped. I hope it helped. Yeah. You never know. I mean, you make an impact and you see where it goes later. But
and that's that's the part of the now I learned a new term today, OL. When you first said OL, I thought, OL, who's she talking to? Oh, orientation leader. Got it. But just the leadership part of being an orientation leader, it's more than just getting up and jumping around and getting people enthusiastic. There's more to it than that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We represent Parkside. We're getting them excited to be at Parkside.
Yeah.
We've been a student here. We know kind of how college works.
Yeah.
You know, hopefully that we got it figured out, and, you know, like these little tips and tricks, you know, to something like books or to, you know, weighing out like time management. We kind of got to do it all.
Yeah.
So the biggest question I've gotten at orientation was financial aid.
Yeah.
Because that's a really big deal. So many students didn't do it in high school. They couldn't because they didn't have the resources. They were like, they're saying that I can't pay it off. And if I don't, I can't pick my class. I'm like, calm down. Don't stress it. Just relax. You didn't even pick your classes yet. You know, it's just I was like that too at orientation. But, you know, once I got through my first year, I realized, okay, I'm going to figure this financial aid stuff out. And it worked out. It's just like everyone's timing is different.
Right.
Like, don't stress about those type of things.
Yeah.
You came to college for a reason. You got into college for a reason.
Right. So you're drawn on some of your own experience.
Oh, definitely.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Man.
For sure. It's a lot of your own experience. And even so, like, even with that, if you have an experience, so I'm a commuter, and if someone would ask me a housing question, I'd be like, hey, like, I would refer them to an OL that lives on campus because that's something I can't give them.
Yeah.
So that's one of the things I think that we went over the most in training was to answer all of their questions. If you can't answer that, you don't know it, then we're going to go and find it. You have to go and find it.
Sure.
Really just knowing what resources that you have, who you can ask if you don't know that question, because there's no way you can know every little thing about Parkside.
Right.
There's so much. But just knowing where to go to answer those questions.
Yeah, good. Well, I certainly appreciate the three of you taking time to talk about being an orientation leader here at UW Parkside. We've been talking with Faith Flores, Shania Weaver, and Shania Avery, and talking about if you're a Parkside student and you think that being an orientation leader might be something that you'd like to explore. You can do that by going on to uwp.edu orientation leader and applying to be an orientation leader. The application closes February 21st, so you want to get on that pretty quickly and get that done. So, again, Faith and Shania. And Shania, thank you very much for your time today. It was very interesting.
Thank you.
To hear past issues of Parkside Today, please go to uwp.edu/Parkside Today. Thanks for listening.